This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I was in high school in Massachusetts, often I would run to my morning class with my hair still wet from the shower. And more than once in January and February, by the time I got to class, big clumps of my hair were frozen together. Now, what this tells you is two things. First, that I'm old and was in high school before people routinely put what hairstylists call, for no apparent reason, product in their hair. The goo you put in your hair these days, I'm told, is comprised of stuff that doesn't freeze. Oh, it holds and shines and texturizes with alpha hydroxy acids, but it won't freeze. And second, that it's cold back there, back east. That's what we call it out here, back east. Even though we're here, we still say, or at least I still say, out here, like it's still an outpost, like I'm suddenly going to look up from my iPhone 6 and my intelligentsia flat white and it'll all be orange groves again with dirt roads called Pico and Olympic leading out to the beach. You're from back east, right? Someone once asked me, which was supposed to signal from the tone and the phrasing that I was displaying some kind of unashamed uptightness about something, which I was. It was a writer on a staff of a show I was doing, and he and his partner were pitching an episode that was, to me anyway, on the wrong side of risque and sexual, and I was squirming a little and itching myself, which is what I do when I'm uncomfortable, and saying something like, "Do we really have to go to that level?" "I'm from out here," he said. "We didn't grow up with levels." Which isn't really true, but the point was it does something to a person, hair freezing and bundling up, walking and feeling the cold numb your toes, stepping inadvertently into the deepest calf-length puddle imaginable. The clichés about uptight back east and laid back out here have been rehearsed endlessly, but there's no getting around the fact that there's something firming and tightening and bracing and resetting about the cold back east, which is why, for the next 8 weeks maybe, I've decided to spend as much time as I can back east. I'm not leaving out here, of course. I'm not an idiot. I'm writing this in the middle of January on a teak outdoor table under a big sun umbrella in my shirt sleeves in 70-degree weather. A guy just approached me here and asked if I wanted him to turn on the outdoor heater that's suspended above, the kind that turns an alarming orange and will someday, we all know, explode on someone. But in the meantime, it's pleasant out here in the middle of winter. I'm not giving that up. No way. But I'll be honest. I've been out here a little too long without a change of temperature. My head's a little soft. I wrote a half a script a few weeks ago that reminded me of other scripts I've written and worse, of other scripts other people have written, and that's not a good sign. So I'm heading back to the cold weather, to the wet shoes and the frozen hair for a little firming up. And a few weeks ago, walking around New York City in the frigid sunshine, looking at different things, hearing different sounds, realizing that my fingers were no longer receiving signals from my brain, I thought to myself, this is it. This is the kind of change-up I was looking for. So I spent the rest of the week working feverishly on something new, on a new script, on something that comes from a different place, and I'm really excited about it. And eventually, I'll head back east to finish it, but right now, I'm out here in the sunshine, with wet hair. And that's it for this week. Next week, we run out of money. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.